Welcome to the Enterprise Portal Deployment Webinar. My name is May Meenakshi Sundaram. I am a program manager on the Enterprise Portal team. Today, I am going to walk you through some of the deployment-related enhancements that we made in AX 2009 and then provide you a deep insight into what deployment actually does for Enterprise Portal, where the deployment-related files are stored in AOT, where they end up at the end of the deployment, and some of the common issues and questions that I get related to Enterprise Portal deployment and the solutions or workarounds for those. And at the end of the presentation, I will also touch upon some advanced deployment scenarios like Kerberos, NLB, and then run through the deployment demo. Some quick tips: if you are on a smaller screen on the live meeting, you may have to scroll horizontally to look at the full screen. Please mute your phones so that others could hear me speak clearly. At the end of the presentation, we will go over the Q&A. Before we get into the presentation, there's a great opportunity for customers and partners to participate in the Dynamics Research Council to influence the product roadmap. So if you are interested in participating, please sign up by emailing to this email address displayed on this slide, and some of our product planning team members will contact you to go through that process. So, what does deployment mean? There are four aspects to deployment. One is prerequisites. What are all the prerequisites that EP deployment requires? And then how do we enable you to deploy all the prerequisites through AX setup itself? In AX4, all the prerequisites deployments were manual, meaning that you have to deploy outside of AX setup and then use the AX setup. In AX2009, what we are doing is we does all the prerequisite checks, and if you find some components are not deployed, we warn you and provide you an option to install them through AX setup itself. Second big improvement that we made in AX2009 is all the configuration related things that Enterprise Portal requires on the SharePoint. Things like what application pool you need, what authentication mode it needs to be, all those things we have baked into the setup program itself. So there's an option which, if you check, will automatically check the relevant SharePoint configurations and correct them so that at the end of the setup wizard, you have a functional Enterprise Portal site. The third is actually deploying the necessary files from AOT and the MSI files into the web server and SharePoint. In AX4, you would do the deployment from AX client. So it was a three-step process. You do all your prerequisite and configuration checks outside of AX setup, then you run AX setup, then go to AX client and do the deploy, and finally you come to SharePoint and create the Enterprise Portal site. So we merged all these four steps into AX 2009 setup itself so that it does all the four: prerequisite checks, configuration, deployment, and even site creation, which is another additional option that you could choose, which will have a site. And the administrator will have access to the site when the site is created. The admin can go and provision other users as needed. What are all the prerequisites for AX 2009 Enterprise Portal? First, we are based on SharePoint, so we require at least Windows SharePoint Services 3.0 Service Pack 1 or the higher version Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007 SP1. SharePoint internally requires IIS, .NET and ASP.NET, so we require them as well. Then we require a SQL Analysis Management object installed on the web server. This is required to create the Office Data Connection file to connect to the backend analysis service. Then we require the AdvoMD.net. This is used by the Business Overview web part to display KPIs. If you don't have AdvoMD installed, AX Setup will automatically install it for you. Then most importantly, before you run AX EP Setup, we require all the X++ classes compiled successfully. To compile all the classes successfully, you need to have .NET Business Connector installed on the client machine where you are actually compiling. If you don't do that, AX client may continue to work, but some of the classes used by EP deployment, such as SysEP deployment X++ class, requires .NET BC, and if it is in an error state, then you will face issue when you try to deploy EP. So before you start EP deployment, please make sure that you have compiled X++ classes in a box where .NET BC is installed and all of them are compiling successfully. To represent the prerequisites pictorically, one of our tester, Stephanie, created this tool. That is there in the center is Enterprise Portal. As you could see, the EP developer tools requires EP to be installed on the same box. Then on the right side, there are a number of things that are displayed in green. Those are actually the configurations. They are not actual physical deployments. These are some things you need to make sure is done prior to AX setup, such as AOS is running. You have gone through the initial install checklist. .NET BC is installed on the box. You have X++ classes compiled. Then the ones that are in the blue are the components that needs to be on the box, such as ASP.NET 2.0, .NET 3.5, AdvoMD.NET, IIS, and WSS. Either you require WSS or MOS for EP. If you don't have WSS installed, AX Setup will detect and prompt you to specify a folder location where you have downloaded the SharePoint Setup executable. If you point to that location, then AX Setup will itself install SharePoint in the right configuration for you. You just need to have at least DB creator permission on the SQL Server. And the way we check if the right version of SharePoint is installed through a registry key setting under Web Server Extensions 12 version, we require the key to be greater than or equal to 12.0.0.6039. If there is anything lesser than this, we give you a warning but let you proceed further. If this version key itself is not there, that means WSS is not installed, then we prompt you to install WSS. This is the screen where it detects SharePoint is not installed, and if you click the Install Prerequisite Software button, it allows you to point to a location where the setup executable is there and the SQL Server in which the SharePoint content and configuration database needs to be. And AX Setup itself will install WSS for you. Just make sure you have downloaded 3.0 Service Pack 1. If all the prerequisites are met, then when you select the Role Centers and Enterprise Portal option, first thing it will ask you for the Business Connector proxy account. This is the account used as the application pool in Enterprise Portal. Once it is specified, then it will list all the websites that are available on this box. If the site is already extended with SharePoint, it will display as SharePoint web application in the parenthesis. If it is a pure IIS site not yet extended with SharePoint, then you won't have this suffix. Then there are two options. One is configure for Windows SharePoint services. The second one is create website. If you check the first option, then it will set the right app pool, the right authentication that are required for EP on the SharePoint. If you check the second option, we would also create a site in the site URL defined. If these two options are unchecked, then but if it goes and deploys all the files, but it doesn't configure SharePoint, it doesn't create the site. You can do that later manually through SharePoint Central Admin. This website, again, it comes from the IIS web server. For example, here I have a SharePoint 80 website, and then this IIS website is also extended as a web application in SharePoint. So what does EP deployment actually do? When you enter the Business Connector proxy account, first it sets that information in AX server. Second, it checks the virtual server that you selected, whether it has been extended with SharePoint or not. There are two paths. If it is not extended, then AX setup will extend and proceed further. But if the web server is already extended with SharePoint, then it goes the flow, it flows down and then checks the application pool configured in IIS. And then if the configure WSS option is checked, then it compares the application pool account in IIS with the one that you specified on the AX setup. If the accounts are different, then it creates a new application pool and sets that as the app pool for the IIS server. If they are same, then it just makes sure that the password you entered is set in IIS. Once this is done, then it in SharePoint, it configures the authentication mode to NTLM. NTLM is good enough for most common scenarios. If you have reporting server different than the EP server, then you may have to change it to Kerberos. We will talk about Kerberos later. So in this flowchart, the diagrams in the lighter color are related to configuration, and the one in the darker color are the actual deployment steps. For example, here it removes the WebPort package if you have prior version of Enterprise Portal installed on the box. Then it continues with the deployment. So there are a number of deployment steps it goes through. It deploys the static files from AOT to the file system on the web server. It deploys all the web controls from the AOT to the layout CP folder. It deploys the web parts from AOT, which is a CAB file using the SharePoint object model. It deploys them to SharePoint and puts the assembly on the GAC. Then it deploys the site definition from the AOT to the file system and SharePoint. Then it installs a number of features. Features are a SharePoint concept, which is a modular component which you could enable in any SharePoint site at any time, even after the site is created. So we have four EP specific features. The first one is a search feature. The second one is the core EP feature. The third one is specific to MAS. If you have MAS, then it installs the MAS specific feature. We will cover these terms and what each one does later in this presentation. Then finally, it installs the data connection feature. So these are all deployment related things to the file system or to the SharePoint. Then it continues and creates a file called install information file. Later I will show you where this file resides. This file keeps track of all the changes that we have made to the web server so that later when you uninstall, we could rewind those. Then it installs EP help. We have a context specific help for Enterprise Portal integrated with SharePoint. So at any given page, if you click the help icon, you will get page specific help. Then if IIS option is checked, it resets the IIS. And finally, it upgrades the site. If you happen to have a EP4.0 site based on WSS 3.0 SP1, then it upgrades it to AX 2009. And installs the performance counter. If the create website option is checked, then additionally it also goes and creates an EP site. If you have unchecked this option, Then you could go and create the site from the shared point central admin tool later. So these are the steps that EP deployment does. Set of things related to configuration, set of things related to deploying files, set of things related to installing EP specific features in SharePoint, and creating the site. In SP1, AX2009 SP1, we released a command line utility called AX Update Portal. This is mainly to ease the pain of managing multiple virtual servers and multiple sites and moving incremental updates from AOT to the web server. I'm sure the admin would love this tool. Couple of things that you should be aware of this tool. If you are running this in Windows 2009, make sure you are running the command prompt in administrator mode. Right-click on the command prompt and select Run as Administrator mode. Second, this utility looks at axwebparts.cab file, which is our webparts file, to identify what are all the IIS virtual servers where EP is deployed. So make sure that in SharePoint, you have the right status. You can check it through Central Administration Operations Solutions Management page. If the status is not marked as deployed in this page due to any reason, then this tool will report that EP is not installed. So what does AX Update Portal do? This is very similar to the AX setup. You could see all the brown color boxes which I copied from the AX setup flowchart. The blue ones are specific to the update portal. Update portal is primarily three things. One is it's a command line utility, so you can script. You don't need to have AX client installed on the web server to deploy your changes. Second, it eases the pain of deploying to multiple virtual servers. So here in AX setup works only on one IIS website. Here it goes through all the IIS websites, identifies what are all those installed with EP, and then it propagates all the update to all these virtual servers. That's the second one. The third one is if you have made changes to any pages or list in AX, it also deploys those incremental changes to the already existing EP sites in all these web servers. EP deployment is only for deploying the AOT changes to the web server. The EP setup does not propagate the page definition changes to the EP sites. Only you have to go to AOT and then right-click and deploy one page after another, whereas AX Update Portal automates that process as well. So a couple of FAQs about AX Update Portal. One is, do I need to run this tool every time I need to create a website? The answer is no. If you have not made any changes in AOT, you have deployed EP, all you want is create more EP sites, you can just use SharePoint admin tool and create as many sites as you want. This tool is required only if you have made changes in AOT, such as adding a new image or a new user control or new page. Only then you need to use this tool. The other option could be rerun the AX setup with the create option unchecked, or use the manage deployment screen in AX client, or right click on the respective AOT nodes and deploy. This tool becomes more important on 64-bit machines because in AX 2009, the current versions, the managed deployment doesn't work. So either you have to use AX setup or use this tool to propagate the change. So let's go over some of the definitions that I mentioned in the previous slides and then see where they reside in AOT and where they end up on the file system. The first one is site definition. Site definition is stored in AOT under web, web files, site definition node. We have one site definition out of the box which contains two configurations. One is Microsoft Dynamics Enterprise Portal for authenticated users. The second one is Microsoft Dynamics Public for anonymous users. Site definition gets deployed to two locations on the file system. One is a language neutral place. Under templates, site templates, we have a folder called axsitedev. This contains primarily three files: the master page for EP, the default page for EP, and the XML file which defines the site structure. Then the language specific pages, such as the web part page templates, go to the language specific folders, which are under template for each LCID. For example, for ENUS language, they will go under LCID 1033, and so on for each language. The second is EP features. A SharePoint feature is a modular server-side component that could be installed and activated in any SharePoint site. EP features are stored in static files node in AOT. They go to the features folder under templates on the file system. We have four EP features. The first one is dynamic search. On the enterprise portal site, when you do a search, we want to display data both from the data crawler in AX for the structured data and the unstructured documents and collaborative data from SharePoint. To do this UI level integration, we have added some code on the search box and related files to get data from both places. The dynamic search feature installs those files. The second one is called Dynamics AX Enterprise Portal. This is the core of EP. It deploys the master and other files, sets up the navigation providers, the left nav, the top nav, the breadcrumb, and so on. The third one is specific to MOS. In MOS, for two role centers, we light up using MOS-specific components, such as KPI lists and filters. All role centers are available in WSS. The only difference is in MOS version, we use the MOS components. In WSS version, we use AX-specific components. So this feature is installed and activated only on MOS. The fourth one is data connection feature. This creates the Office Data Connection File, ODC, used by the Business ODU web part in AX role centers. The next one is EP static files. There are a couple of interesting static files. One of them is proxies. This is a text file which stores the definition of all the AX artifacts, such as X++ classes, table methods, enums, for which you want to have a C# proxy which is used in your user control code. So EP deployment reads this file and generates the proxy files and puts it in the app_code folder, appcode/proxies folder under inetpub www root, whichever is the directory path for the IIS website. The second interesting file is the EP setup params. This is an XML file which defines the default title, description, and URL to be used by EP setup when a site is created through AX setup. If you want to customize the URL instead of /site/dynamics, if you want to have some other URL or title, you can modify this file. Of course, you can always uncheck the auto site creation option in AX setup and go to SharePoint and create the site in whichever URL and title that you want. This is one easy way to customize for the out-of-the-box site creation. Then there are a number of static files that are stored in AOT under web files, static files node, such as all the infrastructure files like document handling, search control, the master page, and the things like images and style sheets are all stored under the static files node. Style sheets, we have the EP web part automatically applies EP style sheets. we out of the box support the default SharePoint theme, but you can use any SharePoint theme and create the EP equivalent CSS files and take advantage of the themes. For example, if you want to use the afternoon theme, which is an out-of-the-box SharePoint theme, what you will do is you will copy the existing EP style sheets and rename them with the suffix afternoon, which is the name of the theme folder, and change the styles the way you want. These style sheets are stored under layouts EP style sheets folder. There are four style sheets that we ship out of the box. AXEP.css is a core style sheet used by EP. AXEP_RTL is for right to left languages on EP. Then we have two additional style sheets for client role center. CRC stands for client role center. These two are to mimic the client look and feel on the role center page rendered by EP inside AX client. So this is a screenshot which shows some of the important folder locations on the web server, where the web part page templates are stored, feature definitions, user controls, site definition. Let me first run AX setup. I'm launching AX setup here and then select the language. Since AX is already installed, it will allow me to add or remove component. I am adding the enterprise portal component. In this case, all the prerequisites are met, so it allows me to enter the Business Connector proxy account, and it sets the BC proxy account back to AX and creates the app pull if required. Then it goes and gets the list of websites that are available in IIS on this box and checks each one of them if they are SharePoint enabled or not. It also has two options, configure Windows SharePoint services and create website. If these two are checked, then it makes sure the right Apple and authentication is set on the SharePoint and create the site. If the site is already existing, it gives a warning. Let's go and mimic a case where a older version of SharePoint is installed. I'm going to do that by editing the registry key. Manipulating registry key is not recommended. This is for a quick demo. I'm changing the version number from 6219 to 5219, the minor version. So if I run AX setup again, this time it will detect that it is not service pack 1 of WSS. So it will give me a warning, but it will still allow me to proceed further. See, it says the minimum supported version is SP1. Do you want to continue? Now let's go and mimic a scenario where SharePoint itself is not installed. I am doing that. First, let me reset this to the right version. I'm going to rename the version key so that the setup will think WSS itself is not installed. So this time when I select the enterprise portal option, it is not going to give me a warning, but it will take me to a screen where it lists the missing prerequisites. So in this case it says WSS is not installed. So I could click the install button and then point to the location where setup.exe is stored for WSS, and I can let AX setup install WSS for me. I don't need to step out of AX setup to install. So now let me go through the locations in AOT where the different EP components are stored. First one is the web parts file. This is a CAB file. The second one is the site definition file. It's a zip file which goes to the file system. Then we have site templates. We don't ship anything out of the box. This is for partners to store custom location, custom site templates. Then we have page definitions which are created at web part pages when the site is created. Then we have the static files. I talked about proxies file. Let me try to open this up. This is a text file which stores the definition of classes, table methods, and enums for which I need C# proxy. EP setup reads these files and creates C# proxies and puts it in the app_code folder of the IIS website. If I go to app code and then the proxies folder, I see all the C# proxies that EP deployment created. Now let me close this file and open up the other static file that I talked about, EP setup params. This stores the default title, description, and the URL of the site when it is created through AX setup itself. You can modify this file if you want to have a different URL for your company. Then there are a number of static files. Four of them are related to EP features, and the others goes to the static files, the EP folder. The web controls goes to the layout EP folder. The style sheets goes to the style sheets folder. As I mentioned earlier, there are four style sheets that we ship out of the box. If you want to add a new theme, you can copy these four and suffix it with the style name. The site definition goes to the site AX site def folder. There are four files there. The page templates for the site def go to the language specific site def folder. The features goes to the features folder. As I mentioned, there are four EP features that we install as part of EP. Then the install file, it is stored under the 12 folder. The install file lists all the files and features that we enable in EP so that when we uninstall, we can rewind all those. Let me look at the web.config files before EP setup is run and after the EP setup is run and find out the differences. EP setup first adds all this safe control entries so that you could use the EP web parts in your site. Second, it adds all these verbs for AJAX to work. The assemblies are added to the compilation node, and we have a number of expressions like AX label, dataset, enum, and EDT. These you can use in the markup, and at runtime they are evaluated. So AX setup adds these expressions to the web.config file. Then it adds the navigation providers. We plug into the SharePoint navigation model for the top navigation, the left navigation, and the breadcrumb. So setup adds these navigation providers to the web.config. It also changes the trust level from WSS minimum to WSS medium. Again, all these web.config changes in the prior version of Enterprise Portal in 4.0, you had to do it manually. In 2009, all of them are automated through AX setup itself. Finally, it adds the assembly redirection. If you happen to have 4.0 site upgraded to 2009, and if you still have references to the older version of the assemblies, it gets redirected to 5.0. Let's look at the features and the site definitions in SharePoint. First, let us look at the Internet Information Manager. EP setup creates an application pool. You could identify it with a GUID at the end of it, which uses the BC proxy account. If you look at the SharePoint Central Administration, let's first look at the web applications list. This lists all the IIS websites which are extended with SharePoint. Then under the Solutions Management, it lists the webpart cap file deployed to virtual server. This is an important setting for AX Update Portal to work. Then in the Authentication Providers, EP setup defaults NTLM. If you happen to have reporting services in a different box than the web server, you might want to change it to Negotiate Kerberos. So these are the EP features that I talked about. You can go and activate or deactivate from the site. We recommend activating in all the EP sites. When you go and create a new EP site, if the site definition is successfully deployed, you will see the custom tab with two configurations, enterprise portal and public. If you want to add other users to the SharePoint site, you would go to the site settings, permissions UI, and you could add individual users or Active Directory groups or all authenticated users. We also integrated context-specific help. For example, on the Role Center page, it displays help about Role Center. If I go to the service orders page and click help, now I would get a page about service orders, the help about service orders. That's the end of my demo. Now let's go over some of the common issues and questions. The one common thing that I get from customers and partners is when they try to deploy EP, it fails with an error that sys deployment proxy does not have any runnable code. So this is because you may have compiled the X++ classes in a box where .NET BC is not installed. So this puts this particular X++ class in an error state. This does not affect AX client, so you may not have noticed that error when you have compiled. But later when you try to install EP tries to call this class, and because it is not compiled successfully last time, it gives this error. So to resolve this, please compile all your classes, and more importantly, these sys classes in a machine where .NET BC is installed, and make sure they have compiled successfully. After that, if you install EP, it should work fine. The second issue is EP deployment may report success, but the site may not have been created. And if you look at the event log, you will see a W3WP, which is a worker process for the World Wide Web Service, crashing. This is because the SQL AMO component is not installed on the box. If you have SQL client utility installed on the web server, that would take care of this. Otherwise, at a minimum, you need to have the analysis management object installed on the web server. The third one is no longer an issue. This is on 2009 RTM. If you have .NET 3.5 Service Pack 1 installed, then you will get an error about update progress control. This is because .NET 3.5 Service Pack 1 broke some of the .NET 3.5 capabilities. To resolve this, there are three options. One, if you move to AX 2009 Service Pack 1, this is already fixed in Service Pack 1. Second, if you want to retain in RTM of 2009, then you can uninstall .NET 3.5 Service Pack 1 and keep only .NET 3.5. That should also solve this problem. The third option is if you want to have both .NET 3.5 SP1, but you do not want to upgrade to AX 2009 SP1, then you can get a hot fix through our support channel for 2009 RTM bits. This one I talked about compilations as development proxy already. The next one is not an error, more of an observation. When the administrator deploys EP, he might have created the EP site, which would work fine for him. But when other users try to access it, they may get access denied error. This is because you need to add the AX user in two places. One is at the SharePoint site level. Second is at the AX user level. One easy way to manage this, you could, in fact, add all authenticated users on the SharePoint site level so that you don't need to add one user at a time, and manage all your access to the backend system through AX. The next one is not a common issue, but some customers have run into it. This is if the fully qualified domain name is different from the short domain name. For example, the short domain name is XYZ Corp, but my FQDN is xyz.microsoft.com. Then when you try to set the business connector proxy as the Apple, we have some issues. There's a documented workaround to get a setup working for these scenarios. The next one is sometimes after EP site is created, when you try to navigate to the site, you may see a 404 error. This could be one of two things. One, during the site creation, the site creation thread might have failed, the process might have aborted, so the deployment is not complete full. So when you try to navigate to the site, it doesn't find the right master page, so it gives that error. So make sure you deployed it successfully. You could increase the session timeout in the web.config file if you want, if you have a slower machine. The second issue could be the primary administrative account that you defined for the AX user. You defined for the SharePoint may not have the AX admin privileges, so it was not able to register the EP site successfully. The rest of them are rare occasions. You may see when you try to navigate to the EP site, you may just see a team site and no EP specific components. This could be an indication that it doesn't, AOS is not running or it have issues connecting to AOS. Remember, EP is built on SharePoint, so if it is not able to display any AX specific data, then you will just see the team site. This is an observation, not an issue. When you install SharePoint on your default website, SharePoint stops the default website and creates a new IIS website with the name SharePoint AD. So if you have installed any component on the default website before, then you may be wondering why it is in stop mode and how to start it. If you still want to keep the default website, you could change the port number from 80 to some other number like 81, and then you can start it. Or ideally, you first install SharePoint, which will stop the default site and create the SharePoint AD site, and you install all other components like reporting, workflow, EPR, anything that you want, only on the SharePoint AD site and not on the default site. Managed deployment, we talked about it earlier. Managed deployment in AX client doesn't work on the 64-bit machine. You could either an AX setup to propagate your changes, or you can use the update portal. The last one is about enable view state MAC. By default, it is set to true, so I don't anticipate anyone running into this issue. But in case if you have purposely disabled it, then EP postback will fail. This is something you just need to be aware, but I don't think you would run into it quite common. Now let's talk about Service Pack 1 setup. There are three scenarios for Service Pack 1. Number one is your brand new AX installation, so you are going directly to Service Pack 1. So in that case, first you will install the AX client and AOS, make sure the core system is running, then you will patch the AOS and the client, go through the update checklist. Once the base is up and running with Service Pack 1, then you can install EP, create the site and run the patch. The second scenario is you have Dynamics AX 2009 RTM installed, but you have not deployed EP so far. Now you want to upgrade to Service Pack 1 and then create EP site. In that case, it is the same steps. First, run the SP1 patch on AOS and client. Go through the update checklist. Make sure they work on SP1. Then you install Enterprise Portal, patch, and then create the EP site. The third scenario is you already have EP sites working in 2009 RTM. Now you want to upgrade to SP1. So in that case, again, you will first patch the AOS and client, and then you would complete the update checklist, go through the AX Update portal to update your websites with the latest changes. Kerberos. When do you require Kerberos? By default, if you set up, sets the authentication provider as NTLM, which is good enough for most common scenarios. EP will work fine with NTLM even if you have AOS or the database on a different server, client in a different server. It does not require Kerberos. The only scenario where Kerberos is required is if you are using SQL reporting services reports and the SQL reporting services is different than the enterprise portal server. If you have both EP and SSRS on the same box, then NTLM is good enough. Only if SSRS is on a different box than EP, then you have to configure Kerberos. We have recently published a white paper on how to configure Kerberos with the step-by-step instructions. Then from a security point of view, I view them as four levels, two of them at the front-end security and two of them at the back-end. The SharePoint and reporting services is more like a front-end gatekeeper, and the OLAP security and the OLTP is at the back-end. You could configure the front-end security using AD groups to simplify your admin. In the OLAP, you can use the AD groups. On OLTP, you can create AX user groups and manage the users. Setting up EP in NLB cluster for redundancy and for better performance, generally people prefer some form of clustering for their web servers. EP supports NLB clustering. The steps for setting up EP is very much similar to the single server install. The only thing that you have to remember specifically for NLB is when you install EP, first install it on all the nodes with those two checkboxes unchecked. So do not configure WSS and do not create the website when you are setting up EP on all the secondary nodes. Do not even change the credentials of the app pool. Then finally install EP on the form admin server with both options checked. So at that time EP will install on the admin server as well as configure SharePoint and create the site, which by virtue of clustering SharePoint will propagate to other servers as well. So remember to uncheck those two options when installing on the secondary nodes, and remember to check those only when installing on the admin server. These are some of the useful links related to EP setup. If you have any questions or if you want to join our research council, please send your email to this address. Thank you.